So, it's been quite a week, what with being burgled back home. And I realised that my little Doha diary from Monday wasn't exactly the brightest thing. So I thought I'd bring you along with me. I've got to be careful I don't drop you in the sink here. Hang on. Okay. And I'm just having a little wash of the shells I've collected. So the other day I bought a really nice vase. Just a plain, simple, like a classic fishbowl sort of a vase, a nice glass sphere. And there's a little beach behind the office, and it's where I like to go for a little walk, just to clear my mind, or stretch my legs, or get marginally sunburnt, which I think almost happened today. But yeah, this little stretch of beach, it's about 20 metres long, and there's loads of these tiny little shells. I've got a handful of them. You hear that sort of shell noise? Crunchy, crunch, crunch. There's a few types. The main ones are these sort of twirly ones with little patterns. Classic sort of twirly shell. They're quite small, about in between anything from like a centimetre for the smallest. And actually, I've got a really long one there. It's about 3 centimetres long, but that's the only one I've got that's as long as that. I've got some baby little oyster shells that have got a really pretty pearlescent shine to them. Very nice. A couple of little tiny ones of those. And then there's some sort of more squat, less long twirly shells. Got a few of those. Oh, and there's some ones that look like little, I can't remember what the name of those snails are. There's a sort of snail that has these sort of squat swirls. A little bit like a nautilus shell, actually. A tiny, weeny one. There's not so many of those around, though. I've got a couple of barnacle things. I've got half a crab claw. I've got a couple of really big shells. Well, I say really big. I'm talking about 4 centimetres tall. More exotic looking shells. There are some really wee little diddly ones, little white ones, that are similar to the majority of the shells, but a little bit more delicate. I don't know what they are, I probably should find out. Anyway, so I'm going to clean these so they don't smell, and I am going to slowly, over the few months that I'm here, I'm going to fill up my little glass jar with all these shells. Hopefully it'll be really pretty. Goodness knows what I'll do with it. If I ever have to leave, I'll have probably about 1 kilo of shells by then, not to mention the glass, but I shall donate it to my office, perhaps as a little memory of that crazy British girl who liked to go out in the sun and have a little paddle at lunchtime. Oh, here's a really tiny one. It's like I picked up this tiny little, like a cockle shell. Really wee. The whole thing was about half the size of my little fingernail. Not sure how I even found that one. Oh, there was a crab today with bright red claws at the end. I didn't spot it at first, and then I must have disturbed it, and it went whoop, scuttled away under the water. I'm glad I didn't step on it. So yeah, that's what's keeping me busy today. There's a little bit of serenity in the form of these little natural wonders. Little sparkly shells. It's like a little treasure hunt. I've always liked collecting shells because you never know what you're going to find. I guess it's a bit like fishing. You sort of have to have patience. You wait and you wait and you wonder what you're going to get. And then, oh, got something. And you get that real sense of pleasure from having found something or caught something. So, yeah. It's a bit of a treat to have that in the back garden of the office. Well, it's not in the back garden. You have to walk through the back garden. Through the back garden, past the swimming pool. Not sure if I've mentioned, but our office is actually it's a villa, or half of a villa, in a little compound, and well, big compound with much grander villas than ours. And we are based there, a bit like a startup, with our desks and our computers and whatnot. And if you walk through the garden, past the swimming pool, past the gate, then there's like a nice little park area with some date palms. Although apparently, and I didn't realise this, there are very particular types of palm trees that you can eat the dates from. And apparently the ones that we've got out back are not the ones that you eat the dates from. I'm not sure how you can tell, but apparently there is a way. And my Algerian colleague has confidently informed me that these are the wrong ones. It's the wrong trees. Did you know that apparently they cost a decent sized palm tree? Cost about $12,000. I'm not sure if that's for the ones that give you a crop of tasty dates or just the decorative palms, but either way, seems like quite a lot of money. Yeah. Right. I think that's my shells all safely rinsed. Now I just need to dry them out. Shouldn't take too long in the sunshine out there. Get in before sunset. Right. And hopefully that means that my room won't smell of fishy, seashelly yuckiness. And it will just look pretty instead. Yes. That sounds much more positive than my previous story from the other day. So I'm going to go and dry these off and pop them in the jar.
Hooray!